Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Champions that are like doing that. It's not
one of the youngest teams in the league.
Yes. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah,
right?
No doubt. It's Bill Walsh. I mean, he traded up for Jerry Rice because he knew Dwight Clark was at the end of the road. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I need to go get me a young stallion on the outside and make plays for my offense. So just the bullying and the name calling and all that stuff was just, it was just absurd to me. Why we do this in sports? It's just like all these keyboard warriors. So it's good to see JK playing well, but overall, it's good to see the Warriors playing well. Now, we'll see where this goes. This is a big week. Clippers tonight, 8:00. Cannot wait.
Got a question about that.
And then a 2-game trip to Milwaukee and Indiana. Those won't be easy games. They won't. And
you get Pacers back to back playing hard.
Yeah, yeah, Pacers play hard. Nembhard's been a problem.
Nembhard is a problem.
Pascal Siakam. Yeah. It's going to be a very intriguing matchup against the Pacers and the Bucks with Giannis. And then next week you get the Suns, who are down. I get it. But they got a back end of a back-to-back up in Sacramento. That's going to be the Sacramento Kings NBA Finals.
Stink.
That's going to be their NBA Finals. You know they're going to go hard that game.
Oh, they're crying about Austin Reeves getting 20 free throws.
I watched Draper do some on the post-game show. What is this, Shaq and Kobe? Dwayne Wade in 06 against Dallas? 46 free throws in our house? I was cracking up, man. Sacramento, man.
Your boy Kyle Draper.
Oh, Sacramento.
The game's going to be on NBC?
Yeah, so
Peacock.
NBC so Bay Area.
Yeah, explain to me how
so
to
this is going
to
be a double dip. In the Bay Area, it's going to be simulcast on NBC Sports Bay Area and NBC Bay Area, kind of like the Giants games are Friday night.
So it's, okay.
So at 7:30 tonight.
Yeah, when John Miller's doing it.
Yeah. So at 7 p.m., we'll have a 7 p.m. pregame, not a 6 p.m.
And it's Raj with you?
7:30. Raj Mathai comes through to the gatehouse, 7:30. Nobody struts like my man Raj,
that's,
man.
Don't
I cannot
steal
wait.
My line.
No, I showed it all last night.
You heard what I like. I don't get credit for that line.
You steal my stuff all the time. I hear you on the border.
We share here. Just like the Warriors credit, we share.
No,
right?
I don't share.
No.
Sharing is caring.
I'm greedy.
Oh, no, wait. You're Oscar the Grouch. You can't share.
Yeah, he doesn't share.
I live in a trash can.
And then I believe Mike Dunleavy will join us at the Gay House after 7:30, about 7:40. And then it's an 8 p.m. tip, and I do believe it's on National. Is National NBC
so
and Peacock?
There's two
I think
separate
it's a Peacock stream.
Peacock stream?
Yeah.
Okay. Peacock stream. I got to get that right.
Stream is.
But I just know locally, for all our local audience, you can watch the game on NBC Sports Bay Area and NBC Bay Area.
So look, I'm not trying to get on my soapbox. I don't want to get into this crazy deep argument or whatever, but I do believe the start time is a little late. I know that I'm whining and some people may not like to hear it. That's fine. But 8 p.m. is a late start time. And I think what happened the other night on opening night, where you kind of have to wait a little until the other game gets toward its conclusion and you have this carryover, they're just in a tough spot. You know, they're trying to appease all these different primetime windows. And someone's always going to be angry at the start time. You start early, people are angry. You start too late, people are angry. 8 p.m. is late, though.
It's a late one. It's a late one.
It is
I don't mind it anymore. I'm late night kind of guy.
Yeah, well, now you are.
Yeah, I've always been. I just, for 4 years.
Boy, I wonder why.
I sacrificed myself
to
morning. So I've never really been a morning guy.
No.
But late nights, I don't mind it. And I heard your little rant about the kids last week. You know, the kids this, the kids that. Well, I was a kid one day.
Uh-huh.
You're a kid one day.
Uh-huh.
You're a kid. We still love sports.
I'm the boy who lived.
So start times never bothered me. I'm a kid.
The games aren't on TV every single night.
Sometimes.
Now they are.
Yeah, I mean, so what?
I mean, kids got the phones in their hand, right? Go to sleep watching the game. They can stream it on there. I mean,
hell with the kids. They'll learn.
Stop. Vontae Steinmetz?
Show me that you really love it. Show me that you really love it. This is adversity.
Amazon Prime. Right. No, we won't deliver today.
No, hell with these kids. Because half the time, they're on their phones. They got short attention spans anyway. They ain't paying attention half the time. They're on their phones. They're playing games. They want to go to concession stands. They want to go buy jerseys. They ain't paying attention anyway. This is for the big boys and girls. All right? To hell with the kids. 8 p.m. start, I'm all for it. 7 p.m. start, I'm all for it. The kids will learn, and if you really love it, you'll be around when you're 18. You'll be around when you're 20, 21, 22. I'm marketing to the big boys and girls.
You'll be around when you're 21 or 22.
The kids, oh my God, it's start time. It's for the kids. So now we want to start games at 5 o'clock, so I got to rush off of work. I got to rush out of work.
Wait, time out. Go get dressed, go home. Do you watch Monday Night Football? What time is that?
I don't care. I watch anything.
What time does Monday Night Football
start? But you do care.
Was it 5:15?
Yeah.
East Coast, whatever.
What time does Amazon Prime Thursday start?
Same thing.
5:20?
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with 5:20 start time.
On the East Coast, it doesn't. East Coast, it's 8:20.
Yeah, which is
East Coast is 8:15.
Yeah, tonight it'll be 11
on the East Coast. They're miserable anyways. They're always miserable.
8:15. So what's the kids in the East Coast? Bedtime is at 8:30.
Well, they're miserable.
What about the kids?
They're miserable over there.
They're not watching an 11 p.m. start with the Warriors.
Oh, no, they're not. They're not. They're not watching.
Some of them are.
Well, they would like to watch Stephen Curry.
The diehards. There's a lot of kids out there, a lot of Warrior fans out there who are up.
Well, diehard 8-year-olds.
The commissioner already told us, Adam Silver, that it's a highlight-based league. So if you want to consume the games, Bonte, you can just watch the highlights. The commissioner told
us. I think there's the commissioner. Don't start me on the commissioner.
Well, he's your best friend.
No, he needs step down.
Adam Silver. He's very upset with him. I didn't realize the hatred that Joe Shasky had for him until yesterday.
Look, the Kawhi thing is one element that they just, like, totally tried to sweep under the rug. And I would be naive to think that there weren't, you know, sponsorship agreements with big time partners that were kind of laid out. Like, for example, do I think it's nefarious that the Niners, who have Toyota as one of their sponsors, like had one of their high profile underplayed players in Brock Purdy find a way to get a sponsorship with Toyota? No, that's not nefarious. That's called good business.
Yeah.
That's one of their business partners. It's a coincidence. Probably, you know, there's stuff, but I don't think it's against the rules. What the Clippers were doing was against the rules. It went way beyond coincidence.
He's got more
Is
power.
Adam Silver,
yeah,
the first commissioner to try to sweep something under the rug?
Oh, come on, David Stern online.
Paul Tagliabue, Roger Goodell. There's been all kind of things swept under the rug from all these commissioners because they all work for the owners.
Exactly.
The owners want this stuff swept under the rug.
This is where I draw the line.
Like Bud Selig. Bud Selig's the worst owner ever, worst commissioner ever. He almost ruined baseball.
I think Adam Silver's worse. I'll explain why.
Bud Selig's terrible.
Created expansion. Look, I don't like Bud Selig, but there were a lot of things he did really well. I look at Adam Silver and I say, you knew Terry Rozier was throwing games and you found this out and you didn't notify the Miami Heat. Like, I'm a Heat fan or I am a member of the Heat, like, I'm livid.
He said their investigation. What didn't lead them to believe in that?
They knew.
They didn't have enough to put it out. Even though it was fishy, they didn't have enough to go out and charge him with anything.
And the FBI's been looking at this for what, 2 to 3 years?
3 years. But they wrapped up Shohei in 24 hours.
Exactly. Baseball had two guys fixing games, including the Guardians. Yeah. Clause A and the other guy.
What they do. When they found out from FanDuel that there were irregular bets on Clause A's first pitch in the dirt, they immediately removed him from the field. And they told everyone what happened. Like, this is the mistake. Adam Silver should have just notified everyone what happened. He screwed up.
He screwed up big time, but he's not the first commissioner to screw up.
That doesn't mean he's not culpable.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. All these commissioners have made monumental mistakes. You know, all these commissioners have been commissioners where teams have actively tanked.
Well, that's a problem in this sport more than any other sport.
But it's been going on for 40 years.
I know,
it's been going on for over 40 years. We've had baseball teams not even try to win games.
Well, that's a different...
We have organizations not trying to win. You telling me that the Pittsburgh Pirates have tried to win?
They have the smallest Miami Marlins television market.
I don't care. You can try to win.
I think the baseball model is different.
Don't try to win. The Orioles, for one point, said, you know what? We're just going to lose on purpose.
Yeah, but you didn't have baseball players not making throws to first base. Terry Rozier was actively trying to not make tape of him making mistakes in the one game.
I don't defend that at all.
It looked like something out of an after school special.
Let's not act like the Houston Astros didn't tank for many, many years, said, we're going to bottom out for 5 years. Let's not act like that didn't happen.
But the guys that were on the field were giving their all.
And then, not only that,
the guys on the field were giving their all.
Did we not sweep that under the rug?
What's that?
What player got popped in a Houston Astros scandal?
None. Bro, A.J. Hinch is the only one that got fired.
I totally agree. That was a
team won a World Series actively cheating.
They were trying to win.
They
were banging on you right there.
They were banging on you. Hashtag pause.
You had talks about taking players out of games to actively lose.
No, that's not good.
No, that's awful.
It's awful.
Like, at least in the steroid era, they're cheating to try to win.
The day that it happened, you think Adam Silver is like, wait, what's going on here? What are they doing?
A real commissioner would have stood up and would have nipped it in the bud and would have suspended everyone
teams
and the minute this, they had a feel-off.
Teams have been doing this forever.
Tim Donaghy on line one.
We've had football teams trade players away, not try to win.
The guys on the field are trying to compete. When you have players on the field.
You're telling me that the Astros were trying to compete when they were tanking?
The individual guys. You know who's on that team?
The Pirates are trying to compete. You know what's trying to compete?
Jose Altuve was on two 100-loss teams.
Exactly. They weren't competing for anything.
He wasn't trying.
Guys are just trying to get their
paper
and trying to get a job. They weren't competing.
I completely disagree. The difference between actively trying to shave points is different from not being good.
Stop it. The Pirates are going to trade Paul Skeens one day. Oh, my God.
They can't.
They'll build a team around him. I'm not buying that. You got billionaire owners in here in this league.
But you have to have revenue.
You're telling me that the Marlins are trying to win? I just watched the Expos doc. Oh, my God.
David Sampson.
Of course he was in the documentary.
You can't afford a home if you don't have income.
Oh my God. You have to have income.
They don't have revenue to be able to sustain payrolls of $200 million. They just don't. They don't share money like the NFL. They don't share money like NBA.
Tell me that these teams were trying to win. It happens in all these leagues.
I think you're misconflating
a team that's not good versus actively shaving points.
You can go out there and try to get players. You can try to get good players. What they do is sell off their good players, knowing that, hey, we know our long-term success. We don't have the revenue. And they use the excuse of the whole revenue things. Well, get out the business then. Sell to an owner who will spend. Sell to an owner who does care about bidding an organization.
I think you need to inform yourself on revenue.
In Major League Baseball, they don't have the revenue.
The Marlins, the Pirates, they don't have television revenue to be able to prop up a $200 million payroll.
That's an excuse, man.
No, it's the truth.
You're making excuses for these organizations in baseball. I get it. You love baseball. I love baseball.
No, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. The Dodgers are making more than NFL teams per year on their television deal.
Like scandals have not happened in baseball where they slipped it under the rug over and over and over again. This happens in pro sports. And now that you invited gambling into these leagues, you don't think this is going to happen more? Not only in baseball, but in basketball.
Football's already happened.
Who knows what's happening in football?
Yeah.
We have no idea. Guy can just accidentally trip over his leg over a player prop. This stuff is going to happen. It's the tip of the iceberg. I get it. But let's not act like it doesn't happen in baseball where a team won a championship actively cheating where the manager got fired and lost his job. They literally cheated, Chasky.
And nobody did anything. You mentioned the sport of football. Let's get into the 49ers loss to the Texans. We had Baldy on earlier, and he had some very interesting thoughts on that loss. And the expectations now for the 49ers are what? Almost at the halfway point of the season, would have been the halfway point in the old NFL season a couple years ago. But that's coming up, brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, Bonte. That's next Thursday, November 6th. All the hosts together discussing another Warriors season. Going to be a little different this time around because it's not going to be before the season. We're going to be 9 games into the season. At that point, Willard and Dids from 2 to 4. All the hosts from 4 to 6 live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We'll have great prizes to give away, drink specials, and, again, your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. Jack's Restaurant and Bar, Pleasant Hill, Thursday, November 6th. Be there or be square, Bonte. You guys are fired up, man. You guys got the chat going. You got Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys text line going. Oh, it's great to see. I just had my popcorn ready like T.O. That was fun. It was great. Oscar the Grouch.
What's your opinion on the owner stuff?
Mac Mull, my opinion?
Yeah, your opinion.
There you go. Come on. Yesterday I said I just feel like Silver. Like, I don't really care about any commissioner, quite frankly, because they're a mouthpiece for the owners. So whether they go or not is no skin off my back. I don't think it's a great look that he has to talk to Congress now. This whole thing isn't a great look for him. It's not a great look for the league, quite frankly. But I'm always of the mindset, Chasky, Bonte, like, is Roger Goodell calling the shots or is Jerry Jones calling the shots? Like, is it Adam Silver or is it Steve Ballmer calling
it's
like the 20, shots?
It's 24 of them or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. There's like there's a hierarchy within the owners too. Like, we know Mark Davis isn't one of like the brain trusts behind the NFL. It's who? It's Jerry Jones. It was Robert Kraft at some point. And now who do you got there? I know Jed's trying to like be more vocal there. I don't know.
The NFL has changed a lot. There's been a lot of team sales. You know, like the Maras don't have the control and the power that they had 20 years ago.
Well, now he's sick too.
The Rooneys don't have the same like sway in the room like they had 20 years ago. You know, Jed 20 years ago was unknown in the room.
Yeah.
Now he's been around for a long time and look at how his financial fortunes have changed dramatically.
That's where I'm at. Where are you at with the 49ers, Bonte? That was a tough loss.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. When the schedule got released, this is a game I thought could be a loss. And then when we take now the injuries, we're going to get there because I don't know who's going to play next week. That's a problem. You can't field a football team. You win this game Sunday against the Giants, you're 6-3. I thought if they were 5-4 after 9, you'd be in a good spot. But I also thought you'd have Nick Bosa in Fred Warner. Honestly, I'm going to spread some optimism here. You get to 6-3 despite all these injuries. I think, you know what? You're in a good spot after 9 games, considering that 6 of your first 9 were on the road. Now, when we look at the Texans game, and it was weird all week because people just dismissed the Texans. What I saw on Monday Night Football was a team that forced 4 turnovers against Seattle. I was like, damn, that defense is really good. It's going to be a problem. And they had Jackson Smith and Jigba. They had all their guys, Kenneth Walker and Charbonnet, and, of course, Sam Darnold at quarterback. The Niners are bringing in a MASH unit. No Ricky Pearsall. Kittle's second game back. The offensive line is okay against that front. So I thought it was going to be a tough game going into it. And then you think about the parts on defense, the Bryce Huff injury.
Oof.
Happening on one of the last plays of the game against Atlanta. Damn, now you got your elite, your number one pass rusher out of the game. So now that puts more pressure on Mykal Williams, puts more pressure on Sam Okwuanu, and they come out there on a 9-minute, 39-second drive and just set the tone. And so Seattle's defense is a lot better than the Niners right now. They have most of their parts. Devin Witherspoon didn't play on Monday night, but they have their front seven, and they dominated. The Niners' front seven right now is a shell of itself. So, look, it's a tough loss. Yeah, you got your ass kicked. Get some guys back. Beat the Giants. You're 6-3.
Who needs to come? I mean, obviously, Bryce Huff needs to come back.
And he's not coming back.
He's not coming back this week. Yeah.
Okay. Ricky Pearsall. It sure sounds like I don't know.
I got the latest from Shanahan yesterday on Ricky. I can play.
Okay. I gave it to
him. I hope so. Yeah. I bet he's. I mean, I'm sure he's doing better this week than last week. But still haven't been told that he'll for sure be back. We'll have to evaluate that when we get to Wednesday.
Not very promising.
So like you get some guys back. Like I agree with you, but like there's only a couple of guys. Like I guess Purdy at some point. Maybe they're running out of like.
Run
really
out of bodies.
Yeah,
you need playmakers outside. You need Ricky Pearsall back. To Brandon Ayuk again, I'll say this until I'm blue in the face. If you get anything from Brandon Ayuk this season, it's a bonus. The guy tore his ACL, MCL, and had cartilage damage. And what are we really expecting from the guy this season?
Their top five paid guys, fair or not, are all on the shelf. Purdy, Kittle was on the shelf. Warner, Bosa, and Ayuk. That's insane.
It's brutal.
It is insane.
I mean, that's insane.
I mean, your defense, you don't have Warner, Bethune, and Winters. Winters is day-to-day now with the knee. He gets hurt. Alfred Collins is coming along. He's making some plays.
He's actually a little better than I thought.
I like Alfred Collins. He's come a long way.
Is he
from
better
training
than
camp.
Training camp?
No, he got better as training camp went along.
Gotcha.
Started off very raw, was playing high, wasn't playing well, and I thought, damn, he may not play much, but he's gotten better every single week. He looks like he could be a player.
I agree.
C.J. West has probably been the more disappointing guy because, you know, he had a great camp early on, and then he kind of faded, got hurt, and now he's a healthy scratch, as you mentioned, Spinoni. So he's probably been the most one of the more disappointing rookies here. But Jordan James can't get on the field. The playmakers, again.
Have you even seen him at camp? Did you see him at camp, Jordan James?
He got hurt. Did he break?
He got hurt like the third day, maybe the fourth
wrist
day.
I don't think I've even seen
his
him.
Finger.
His finger, that's what it was.
I think it may have been the first day of pads. And I'm like, damn, okay, he's out 2 weeks.
Did he even look good again. When he was there?
Barely saw him. I mean, it was hard to tell.
We've talked about it. You've mentioned it. You got, like, Scataboo was the guy that we all kind of were talking about. And now, I mean, his ankle turned the other way. It's brutal. That's a loss for them, man. That's a huge loss for the Giants this week.
It is. But you know what? That was never going to be an easy game. I always looked at this two-game stretch going into the season. Can you split this stretch? Two 10 o'clock games, one in Texas, one on the East Coast in New York City.
Such a lot of flight.
It's a lot. It's a long flight. But and I'm surprised they didn't stay at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. They used to do that.
Youngstown?
Or Youngstown, Ohio. Yeah. 1 year it was Florida when they played Baltimore and New Orleans.
Usually they do that if it's like Ohio, New York kind of a game where it's like in between, but Texas might just be too far from going all the way to New York.
No doubt.
So.
But look, win this game, you're 6-3 and then you host the Rams. And that's going to be a very difficult game.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a pass rush right now. And C.J. Stroud had all day to throw. Didn't help that they started running the ball. They averaged over 4.5 yards a carry that game on Sunday. They held the ball. At one point, like, the play discrepancy was like, wow, the Niners have 17 plays. The Texans have run 57 plays.
Woody Marks looked amazing because he was getting to the second, third level untouched.
Untouched. So you have nothing up front right now. I mean, it is. At some point, injuries are going to catch up to you.
No doubt. Can we just talk about Mykal, though, just for a second? Yeah. It is. God, it's so frustrating. I know when you drafted him, you thought you'd have Bosa, and so I think they had a vision for what they wanted to do with Mykal. But I'm looking at him right now, and I think everybody looks worse when you're missing multiple, like, impact players on that line. But there is a part of me that's like, damn, it feels like you took 3D tackles in your first four rounds.
Yeah.
Mykal looks more like a D tackle than he does an edge. Collins is a D tackle. C.J. West, you referenced, is a D tackle. God, it's a lot of resource to pour into that area, and they still don't, like, it's just, I don't know. I still feel like they're struggling there.
Yes, they are.
I'm trying to be patient. Look, they're 7 or 8 games into their rookie year, so, like, I'm not saying that they suck. Like, it's just they're rookies, but it's just frustrating.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if he was in a 3-4,
I think he'd be a better
Williams,
player.
He might be a better player. I don't know if the Y9 is suited for him. But, again, they drafted him to play inside on early downs, or at least on third down, and play outside on early downs. Now, against the run, he holds, you know, he's really good at containing and funneling everything back inside. But now he's playing a lot of snaps.
Oh, he's got no edge.
And right now, you know, coming off the line, trying to rush the passer, that's what happens when you draft a guy at 11. In defense, Spinoni, we had this conversation a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
We expect him to get quarterback sacks, and I knew when they drafted him, those numbers weren't going to translate. It was going to look more like Eric Armstead on the stat sheet. But even now, without Bosa and without Huff, and you got some injuries inside, and now you don't have Fred Warner, all of a sudden now, dude, you got to get to the quarterback. Dude, you got to go out there and be an impact player. And he's just not there yet. He's not there yet. Now I'm looking at, too, I'm no along with it here, but I'm looking at Chris Kocerek. The development of these defensive linemen.
We're here.
What's going on here? Do we need to change the scheme? Do we need to move on from the Y9? Something's amiss here with the defensive line, and they're not getting to the quarterback. This is now 2 years in a row where it's just C.J. Stroud patting the ball. Okay, I'm going to throw it to Noel. I'll throw it to Braxton Berrios. Your tackling's awful. It's a mess right now.
And the safeties are getting exposed because he has all time. I don't think the safeties are great, but they look worse when you're having to cover deep crosses and stuff. Those receivers are always going to be open.
Well, and you mentioned early on, Bonte, it's like you watched that Monday Night Football game and you were scared of the defense of the Texans, rightfully so. D'Amico has those boys flying. They've always been so damn tough. But it was the offense I was watching. I think a lot of Niner fans were watching that game. It's like, oh my God, CJ, this offense just looked the first time playing football.
It's the best. They've looked all year.
It was awful. And then you come into this game, and that's the most confident I've seen CJ all season long because no pressure.
Yeah,
none.
No pressure. Well, Seattle's defense is a lot better right now than the 49ers.
Not even close.
And better now than they were week one.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're at, and Houston was on the road.
Yeah.
Lumen Field.
Yeah.
They get back to their friendly confines at Reliant Stadium, right? Or NRG Stadium, whatever they call it now. And they go out there. And they feel comfortable. And they had all week to hear that, oh, we suck, we this. I looked at that defense saying, it's going to be tough to move the football. And that spread kept moving the other way towards the Texans. I'm looking at that. I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is going to be a try.
Careful,
this is a tricky game.
Did you think the game plan, there was anything wrong there? But, like, I don't know. Well, hindsight's always 20/20. No. But, like, we had Baldy on. And here, I'm going to play it because he just thought protection-wise, they just did weird stuff. Here's Baldy on with us the last hour.
Kyle just did some weird things, man. Like, just protection-wise. Like, you got Will Anderson out there that is as good as anybody off the edge. And I'm watching Matt Hennessy pull from the center position to go block Will Anderson. I'm going, who would do that? Maybe on a Thursday afternoon morning walkthrough, you might pull your center. And, like, nobody does that. Mm. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, and then I'm watching Juwan Jennings try to block Danielle Hunter on the outside on a bootleg. And I'm going, wait a second. If you put Trent Williams out there, he couldn't block him in space for as long as you needed to get that. There's just some things that didn't, you know, that didn't jive because we've seen these mistakes before in big games. And I mean, that whole defense is built around Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. Like, you better have a plan.
And he said that you've seen these big mistakes and big games before, and you guys were there, NFC Championship game. Who was blocking Hassan Reddick in the play that Brock Purdy got hurt?
Tyler Croft.
There you go.
And like, it's funny that he referenced those two guys because what did I was texting the group thread before the highlight even came out. What Mac got blasted on that play because they had the center come flying over against one of the faster players on the edge. I hated that play call. Now, but I'm not like some like X's and O's guru. I'm not pretending like I know protections or any of that. But it just feels like to me, for whatever reason, Kyle loves to have the wrong guy blocking one of the better rushers on the other team isolated on the edge, and they just get free hits on the QB. And I for the life of me, I'm asking, is that scheme? Is that principle? Is that a protection thing? Like, I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
Is it just because I'm watching the Niners and this happens every week with every team and I could isolate plays from Andy Reid where the same thing happens? I don't know. It's just Mac got blasted on that play.
I don't think anything would have worked this Sunday against the Texans defense. I really don't. Will Anderson is that good.
He's amazing.
And he lined up over McKivitz for the most part and ate his lunch. And look,
Trent too.
No, he did push back Trent on a couple plays, but nobody could block him. And then Danielle Hunter, who we saw in Minnesota for so many years.
So good.
That's as good of a tandem as there is in the NFL. So that defense is flying around. That defense has been good all season. I mean, they held the Rams to 14 points. The season opener.
They're a playoff team the last 2 years that have won playoff games. Like, and they're not like some scrubbed like unit.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know what game plan would have worked against this defense specifically, but also you hinder your chances on moving the ball with your pulling centers and you got one-on-ones with Will Anderson Jr. and you're telling Colton McKivitz, hey, just go block that guy. You'll be okay. It wasn't their day offensively. And again, when you don't have elite speed outside
and
a true playmaker, I mean, Stingley Jr., did they even throw his way?
No. Didn't hear his name.
Didn't even hear his name. They didn't even try him.
I think the sad part is, and I've said it like a month, I love Kendrick Bourne. He cannot be your most explosive wideout. He just can't. I'm not trying to hate on him. They've gotten more production from him than we would have ever dreamed. He cannot be your most explosive player. You need Ricky back so bad.
Well, and as we've learned, like, and it's early on, and the guy that tore his full hamstring, according to him, George Kittle, like, he's not going to be the explosive George Kittle we saw for most of last season. I don't see that happening this year.
I don't know.
Well, he looked like he was, like, coming back from a hamstring injury. He did. He got that play, and I thought it was actually
an incredible catch.
Yeah, I thought it was
That's exactly what I thought.
Well, from that angle, and then you saw the other one from Max Vantage, I was like, wow, that was actually a hell of a throw. But
Matt
again,
made some nice throws.
No, he did. Well, and then the nicest one he made all day was a drop. Juwan Jennings.
So I know we talk about scheme. I think right now I'm just a little frustrated with some of the personnel decisions. Like, the last couple of years, you need to hit on these draft picks. Like, we would all agree. Like, for them, when you have high-priced guys on one end, you got to have cheap, inexpensive draft picks on the other end. Mm-hmm. That's how you keep loading your squad. I don't understand how, on one end, they're telling me, hey, look, Upton Stout needs to play. Okay, I hear you. All right, you're going to develop him? Because I think Chase Lucas, my personal opinion is he might be farther along right now and could help you win a little more today than Upton Stout. But I see the vision long-term of why Upton right. Stout is playing. All right, I buy in on that. You can't suit up Nick Martin and play him in a base defense every now and then?
Well, Nick Martin may be farther along away than we all think.
I mean, it's not like Gifford is blowing people away.
I mean, I hear you, but
Curtis Robinson has been cut like eight times.
But we also don't know what's going on in practice. We don't know what's going on in the film room. Maybe he's not picking up little things. I have no idea. Because it seems like they're playing everybody else on this football team. So Nick Martin, we got to put the player. We can't just throw a player out there.
No, but I guess what I'm saying is personnel. Either you made the wrong pick.
Correct.
Or you're not dressing or playing the right players.
You got to remember he's coming off an injury, too, in college. We didn't play.
I understand, but he played in the preseason.
So he played in the preseason, but he was a little reckless in the preseason. He was a little, and I get it. I see the potential with Nick Martin. And we're probably going to see him at some point this season. But there also is something maybe happening behind the scenes to where he's not picking it up. You know, we got to put something on the player, too. Maybe he's not being good in practice. It's also the film room. It's also knowing, picking up concepts quickly. Now, maybe for a guy like Nick Martin, getting on the field is the way he learns. But right now, Bethune and Winters are ahead of him. And they're going to be in that nickel for the most part. Well, playing, you know, so
I hear you, but then you can't also sit at the podium and say, Stout's farther along than Chase Lucas. Because Chase Lucas made two game-winning plays to seal big victories. One against the Rams. And let's call it, like, it looked like Stout got benched last week. But, and Chase Lucas outplayed him.
But Stout made a game-winning play against the Arizona Cardinals, too. They got the ball back.
I showed these guys. Stout was getting picked on.
He was getting picked on. But it's also different positions.
Sunday.
And the rookie corner is going to get picked on in this league.
Well, so is Renardo.
So in training camp, I thought, damn, he's going to start at nickel. And in training camp, we were doing one-on-ones with the wide receivers, right? And Stout, for two consecutive days, was defending Russell Gage Jr.
Who's not
Russell
even
Gage Jr. was cooking him in one-on-ones. Yep. Now, it's one-on-ones, but he was cooking him. And I thought, oh, you're going to ask this young rookie who's 5'8", 5'9", to guard Puka Nacua?
Hell, these guys, Hutchinson and Higgins, who are 6'3", 6'4", the size was a huge problem for them.
So,
God, these Houston Texans receivers, no Nico Collins, no Tank Dell. Here's some other 6'3", 6'4". Yeah, Braxton Berrios.
But also, when you don't get a pass rush,
yep,
and you don't touch the quarterback,
any quarterback will dice you up.
You're going to ask a corner, especially a rookie, to try to cover his guy for 5 to 6 seconds?
It's not happening.
Yeah, you're going to get beat sometimes. So until this pass rush gets better, the secondary is going to give up big plays because they're going to be covered.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Covering for 5 to 6 to 7 seconds. And in today's NFL, you have to cover for 5 to 6 seconds. You're going to get torched.
That's Bonte Hill in studio, courtesy of River Islands, each and every Tuesday, 8 to 10. Let's go to Ryan in San Francisco, wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Bonte, this is Ryan Kessler. Got married to Sarah.
Mr. Solomon. That's what I'm calling you, Ryan. Mr. Solomon.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you guys so much. I love the pictures. And where's the honeymoon at again? Where are you guys going?
Send
to Greece, Italy?
I'm putting you on the spot here.
We're going to New Zealand over the holidays.
New Zealand, that's right.
Oh,
New Zealand,
yeah.
She already knows she has something coming.
Go check
I already
out
told
Mordor.
Her that. Yeah. She already has something coming. She knows that.
Yeah. Love the conversation. I just want to ask and complain about Kyle. What is it with these rookies? Every year, we just let them sit on the bench. I mean, McCaffrey's getting 25 carries a game, and we have a fresh running back in Jordan James. That can't be worse than Brian Robinson. I mean, come on. And then we got Nick Martin, too. Play him. Why not? When D. Winters got hurt, we put in some guy who's been cut 8 times. Come on.
I hear you.
The proof is in the pudding. So,
but you
real quick.
Have to be ready for this. See, this is the part where I like.
Thanks,
either they're all in, which I'm fine with. If this year, if you come out with development for all the young players and they just miss out on the playoffs, I know that's going to hurt a lot of people. I'm okay with it. Knowing the big picture, they need Renardo Green to get every snap he can get. They probably do need Upton Stout to get every snap that he can get so that next year there aren't growing pains like what we're saying. They need Pooney and who's in the second year. They need Connor Colby to get all of these reps. Like, I get where he's going. I need Jordan Watkins to suit up and get touches and get looks. But you're going to get a 3rd-and-15 missed pass that he doesn't catch with the game on the line.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Connor Colby because Ben Bartsch, his practice window is open this week, and it looks like he could come back. Like, would you rather stick with the rookie? I mean, he's not.
I want to see this team make the playoffs.
I think they can.
I'm not trying to give up on the season. They're five and three. No, I know you didn't. I didn't say you said that, Chasky. I get so defensive.
No, but I guess there's this assumption that all the rookies are going to tank your year. I watched Devondre Campbell as a veteran play like poop. Isaac Yadam last year play like poop.
But if you're in a nickel, are you going to play Nick Martin ahead of D. Winters and Tatum Bethune?
Well, no, but now D. Winters is compromising. So
he's day to day.
They put Curtis Robinson out there.
Right,
I'm like,
day-to-day.
Come on. But they also are playing Gifford in base defense, and I don't think Gifford's good at all.
Well, they had three linebacker set. Base defense.
Yeah,
let's play him.
Yes, I want to see him play.
Right. All right.
I do. I think Gifford was signed for special teams, and right now they need to get their best players on the field, and they need to get some of their best hitters and their speed out there. And that
I hope Nick Martin is there. I think Nick Martin could be a really good player, but there's some reason why he's not. Robert Saleh, you know he's going to play his guys. He has no problem playing young linebackers.
Sure.
One thing we know about Saleh, he will play young linebackers. There's got to be a reason why Nick Martin's not playing. There's got to be a reason. If Robert Saleh's a coach that will play linebackers.
They're also playing Jair Brown, and I don't think he's very good. But I also, to their defense, I don't think they have much better.
Yeah, they don't have a choice.
You know, like, I think Jair Brown's terrible.
They don't
have a choice. NFL trade deadline's a week away from today. It's going to be 1 o'clock our time, 4 o'clock Eastern is when the NFL trade deadline is. So, Bonte, they looking like Stan and Pat. You buying? You selling? Are you going off this Giants game?
Depends on what happens on Sunday. If you're 6-3 and you're getting ready for the L.A. Rams and the Arizona Cardinals,
that'd be awesome.
You got to make something happen.
Now,
you
what's something
team.
Like?
You gotta
big
get
boy.
Some pass, yeah.
What's the bigger issue, offense or defense?
You can't get pressure right now. That's scaring the hell out of me.
You haven't scored more than 26 points this season.
Okay.
Offensively, we act like Mac Jones has been like, and I get it. Mac Jones has played well. But they haven't scored 26 points in a game.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going after? Like, who's the big name that's out there right now?
I don't know.
Like a Jacoby Myers? Like, is that?
No.
What I'm saying. Who's out there then?
Well, who's under control for next season?
Not Jacoby. Yeah.
I got to get somebody for under control, and that's probably going to cost a lot.
Yeah,
it's going to cost.
I don't know.
Honestly, Spinoni, I don't know what you do. Trey Hendrickson. He's got injuries.
I think they're keeping him.
Cincinnati's out. I mean, they're not out of it because Pittsburgh's only.
That was a tough loss for them.
I don't know. I don't know who's out there. I don't know who's available. I don't know what.
Okay,
kind
what
of
position? If you could.
It's pass rush. I got to get some pass rushers.
Offensively, what do they need? lineman's the answer, but like, if I took lineman off the board,
they need a playmaker outside.
Yeah,
they need a playmaker.
Like, bad.
And look, Jordan James, I don't know what he is. But my lasting image of Jordan James was walking down the Rose Bowl tunnel with the trainer holding his helmet because he got knocked out of the game. And Ohio State, I mean, they put their big boy pads on in that Rose Bowl, and they were hurting dudes. hurting too good. That's what made me flip on Dylan Gabriel. I was like, yeah, Dylan Gabriel, I don't know. And now there's this guy, Tony Rizzo, on ESPN in Cleveland, just rips Gabriel. He's actually hilarious. He's an old guy. I watch his clips. He's funny as hell. He's like, I want to see Shador. Gabriel hasn't thrown a pass past 5 yards. But anyway, I don't know what Jordan James is. Scatamoo's on the board. And you got Jordan James, and I haven't heard about Jordan James.
No, I haven't even heard today. So can I throw a name at you guys?
Please.
I'm watching the Green Bay game the other night. They have 1,000 receivers. What about Christian Watkins? I know he's always hurt.
You mean Christian Watson? They just signed him to a long-term deal.
Did he? I didn't see that.
Yeah, he signed a long-term deal in the offseason.
No, I thought he was coming into his final year.
His spot track, Christian Watson, NFL.
Signed an extension.
But he has a void unrestricted free agent in 2027. He has one more year after this. So he's actually under team control through next year.
So, like, I'm just thinking, like, that's a team that has so many wide receivers.
They're not going to trade him because he's a deep threat. He knows that system. They have a rookie wide receiver in Golden.
Kraft is so good.
You want to keep your weapons. You got to stack. What the Green Bay Packers are thinking about is Philadelphia.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
How do we beat Philly? We need Dobbs. We need Watson. We need Golden.
They have Wicks. Thank you.
Wicks.
And they got Jacobs.
So they want to keep those guys. They just gave Watson new money.
Here's some names I'll throw at you. ESPN has a list ranking the top 25 players who could move. This was from yesterday, Matt Bowen and Jeremy Fowler. All right. Trey Henderson. All right. Stop me if I say a name that intrigues you. Jaylen Waddle.
See, now that's interesting because I think he fits the Shanahan system. You know, he's got a lot of the Ricky kind of fluidity in his route running.
$36.1 million due in cash over 2025 and 2026.
Oh, over 2 years. That's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Breece Hall. You already traded for a running back.
What happened to him?
Well, he had a. Did you watch him Sunday against Cincinnati?
No, I had a great game. I was out of.
Oh, he was.
He's
oh
back.
My gosh.
Yeah, but what happened? He was like a top five pick last year.
He looked like a top five pick.
The team was a dumpster fire last year. The team was awful.
I mean, he went crazy against Cincinnati. He threw a touchdown pass. He rushed for 2 touchdowns. I mean, he was unbelievable. I had a survivor pool.
Did you take him?
I got him. Yeah, sure.
Reek Wolin, quarterback, Seattle cornerback.
He sucked when the Niners played. We should have had like 3 picks on that final drive.
If Seattle trades you, I think he's one of their players. That means that.
Here's a name. If you want another older tight end, Mark Andrews could be available if the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, I think Baltimore's 2 games back of Pittsburgh. Lamar comes back on Thursday.
I know.
They believe they can win.
That
division.
Was a big win for them over the Bears. That was a horrible loss
they
for Chicago,
they can win
by the way.
So I think they're not trading.
Jacoby Myers, who is going to be a free agent after this year.
I like him, but he's not doing enough for this team.
Chris Olave.
Myers, I put in the Kendrick Bourne category. But keep going.
Jalen Phillips, Edge, Dolphins.
Chris Olave. Phillips is interesting.
I don't know what to make of Olave.
I'm just throwing names out there right now.
What is this going to cost you?
I think a mid to late round pick. Right? 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th. Somewhere in that range. I don't think I'm surrendering first, second, or third for any player this year. I don't think I can do it.
Phillips, it does say team fits in this article for ESPN, the top 25 players who could get traded. Chiefs, Niners, Lions.
The Chiefs, of course.
Well, the Chiefs, everyone wanted to bury them. I don't know.
This is a tough spot to be in if you're John Lynch.
What if they lose on Sunday?
If they win, I buy. If they lose, they're 5-4, and I'm not buying anything.
I don't know about that.
Say
a team knocks on your door and they say, hey, we're going to give you a second-round pick for Trent Williams.
Yeah, I don't see Kyle trading Trent Williams. Because on this team... You trade Trent Williams.
That's waving the white flag.
Not only are you waving the white flag, your quarterbacks are going to get destroyed.
Mm.
We're probably going to see Adrian Martinez if you trade Trent Williams. So, no, I'm out on that.
Arden Key. That's a sneaky one that he's had success here.
That name's been floating around.
But that's a name that I think is more realistic than like a Trey Hendrickson. Niner fans are waking up this morning like, hey, why can't we get Trey? I don't think it's happening. I think an Arden Key is more realistic for where they are, and it might not cost you much. Knows the system, knows Chris Kocurek, knows everyone here. I think that could work. Before we hit the Fast Five, let's go to Dave in Pleasanton on the 49ers knees. What's up, Dave?
So I think the easiest way to improve the offense is to improve the offensive line. There's 2 guys that are available for trade right now. They wouldn't cost much, and they don't cost much. Kevin Zeitler for left guard and Ethan Pochich for center, and those would be 2 instant upgrades. That's all I got, fellas.
I like that. That's Dave. I like the way you're thinking.
Davey Dave, the 831, baby.
I like the way you're thinking.
I don't think I can name what teams those guys play on.
who he played for? Is that the game with
Charles Barkley?
Yeah, Charles Barkley.
One of those guys was Cleveland.
Okay.
Cleveland, this is for
I
you.
I hope I'm right there.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I'm admitting my there's a hole in my game when it comes to interior offensive linemen.
There's a map, and you just throw the dartboard, and it lands there.
Yeah, Pochich is Cleveland.
Okay.
Pochich is Cleveland.
Mick who?
And then he said Ziegler? What did he say? What did he say, Carter?
I don't know. I think it's the Zygeist, so that's on 15th and Valencia.
Zygeist? Yeah, there you go. Here's some other names. Evan Neal. Oh, he stinks. I don't want him. Tony, Oakland, before we get to Fast Five. What's up, Tony? Long time no hear.
Yes, okay, the Shanahan problem. The coach that coaches less coaches best. So Shanahan's got to let them get out of their ear and let them go. And, you know, the way you just got to do it the way Yamamoto and Will Smith do it. They get it going, and then Yamamoto lowers his heart rate. It doesn't come from that boy. It comes from God, right? You get in the zone. And then, Bonte, don't you just love this NBA mess? Isn't this Godfather 2? I just love it. It's a Sicilian takedown. I can't believe they're all back in action again. It's a Sicilian takedown of the Jewish mob, Hiram Roth, right? Oh. That boy didn't know what was coming, just the way Silver, the head of the NBA, right?
I'm going to cut you off there, Tony. We're making Hiram Roth, Adam Silver comparisons. I kind of know what you're doing there. And we're not going to touch that.
I'm two episodes deep into the on Netflix to see the city of Philadelphia against the mob.
The mob's good.
Yeah. Did you watch all three episodes?
Yep.
I'm not going to ruin it for you. All right, thank you. Yeah, the first two was great.
It's so good.
It's so good. The mob is back.
I have to say, even though I hate the sports town, I do love Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's a nice city.
It is, dude. It is.
I'm casting a spell, Carter. It's Fast Five. Hit it.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
We'll say that on air.
The way she said the mob is back in business. He was so happy.
Oh, my God.
La Costa Nostra.
Dude, when that came across my timeline.
The FBI agent dropped it. So, now, how come they didn't release the photos of the other 28 guys who got arrested?
No, they did. It was all over the New York Post.
Was it? I didn't see it.
This is how they caught them. One of the knucklehead guys who had actually been ousted from the Gambino crime family did what they did in Goodfellas. They were flaunting their riches,
and he had all
these Lamborghinis, and then they looked into his bank accounts, and he had $600,000, and then they go, yeah, he hasn't filed taxes in 10 years. He has no income. Like, how's this happen? But Bonte, that's
Jimmy was very upset about those fur coats and new cars.
My final, exactly. That's how you get caught up in a freezer.
Yep.
I saw something the last couple of days that made me almost giddy.
Josh.
First, I saw you at Olympic Club hitting golf balls, and I saw a beautiful swing. And I could feel my dad in heaven looking down like, Bonte, what a great swing. You flushed that iron. Then I saw you Sunday morning before a Niner game hitting San Bruno, what I call birdies and bogeys, a little driving range, hitting some golf balls. And I'm like, you've caught the fever.
I've got the fever.
You've got the bug, and I'm happy. So guess what happened to me yesterday?
What's that?
I was hitting the driver so damn good, I broke the back of the driver.
Oh, my God.
I cracked the head.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to get to that point.
I'm so upset.
I can't wait to get. How much does a new driver cost?
Well, Callaway's sending me a brand new one.
For free?
Because I called customer service right away.
How much do they usually run for?
I hit the Karen line.
How much do they usually run for?
They're like $600. $599, I think.
But just one driver?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Just one driver. Yeah. No, three drivers, Monte.
Oh,
but wait, there's more. Wait till you find out what a putter costs. How much was your Scotty Cameron putter, Carter?
Like $550.
Jesus.
Oh, my but Lord. He's, see, he has every custom, though.
But
he's
cheap
6'8".
For that one. That is true.
Yeah, he also, like, yeah, that costs more.
Honestly, you could get used clubs and go to the used bin and pay half to a third of whatever those are. Whatever works. It's you don't have to have the best, newest equipment.
Imagine Carter buying secondhand.
Why would I do that?
I know, yeah, Carter.
Carter's not a secondhand guy. No, it did feel good to hit him. Like, I hit one flush the first time, and it went straight.
What club were you using? What number?
9-iron.
Good.
Nine iron.
That's the one.
And I was like, my jaw dropped. And Nick, who's coaching me up at Olympic Club, goes, oh, my. He was juiced because he's a great coach.
It's the best feeling, isn't it?
And, then three straight, boom, boom.
How good does it feel when you flush an iron?
So I'm still a little inconsistent, but.
Of course.
You're never going to master it.
But now I'm like, I'm not thinking as much.
Yeah.
It's like slowing it down.
Be an athlete.
Chin under the chin. Shoulder under the chin. Yep. And boom. and I'm looking at them. And, like, I hit one on Sunday, at the, and I'm looking at it like, ooh.
It's the best feeling.
Ooh, and I it's got the best. You know, you, it feels good.
It's just all repetition. Right.
I'm going to go hit some balls today. We got an 8 o'clock start.
Let's go.
I'm so, like, geeked up. Because I am ready to play golf with you now. This is great.
And unfortunately, Bonte, you're heading into this.
Takes.
Well, we got daylight savings this Sunday, so unfortunately, we don't have the twilight tee times, which are the best in the West Coast, in my opinion. That's okay. Just get up early.
Me and Bonte.
Get up early.
Yeah.
Break 150, 9 holes at Golden Gate Park.
You and DeChambeau and Steph. You watched that video, right, Bonte? You love Bryson DeChambeau. That's your guy.
I have not watched it yet because I'm not a DeChambeau guy.
Come on.
And I'm, hey, Steph, when I see you. I'm a little disappointed you helped his Q rating go up coming off of that Ryder Cup performance.
They are buddy buddies, bro.
I know, Steph.
Bryson's a
good
guy.
Is it like Draymond being best friends with LeBron? Does that bother you?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I don't,
all right.
No, what did you make of LeBron really staring off into the abyss? Angry? That Luka got all the love.
You see how giddy he was second game, though, where he was just like, oh, my God, Luka is the best. Like,
yeah, I'm out
was
on
he
the
wearing
Lakers.
Infrared glasses on the bench?
I'm out on the Lakers.
He's good.
The DeChambeau video I heard is really, really
it's
good.
It's good. It's really good.
Good for DeChambeau.
You know what else is really good? Steiny and Goo, they're coming up next. That was Fast 5, brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the 5-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years. Guaranteed, I'm going to cast a spell. I guarantee you. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Swish and flick. Steiny and Goo next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.